Hey, everybody. Fan of the Charlie Kirk Show. Breaking news of Tony Bobulinski on Capitol Hill. We have Julie Kelly unpack the latest with the Trump lawfare campaign and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. And support our program. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joe Biden is an unpopular president running for re-election. Now, they might try to remove him. He's unpopular for two major reasons. He's unpopular because the country is falling apart. Every single poll, from the happiness index to the consumer confidence index to the economic data to just talking to people on the ground, it feels as if, what happened to this country? We are doing one suicidal thing after the other. We are flooding the zone with an invasion from over 100 countries across the planet. We are seeing the mass demoralization campaign of a bureaucracy that is enforcing new rules and regulations that are against the will of the people. We're borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. We have record inflation. It feels as if the country we love is just disintegrating in front of our eyes. Joe Biden is also not popular because of his age. Not exactly a charismatic fella. They have to put a bunch of shots in him just for him to somewhat make sense, just to somewhat be able to make arguments and read a teleprompter. We're seeing a rise of crime across the country. We're seeing widespread degeneracy with the trans movement continue to be pushed towards our children as thousands and thousands of kids are undergoing irreversible damage of hormone blockers, puberty blockers, mastectomies. Even though other countries are saying, no, we're not going to do that for children. The NHS, the National Health Service in Britain, says we will no longer give puberty blockers to our children. And America is now leading the way in the massacring of children in the West. But a lesser talked about reason as to why Joe Biden should be rejected is the fact that Joe Biden is a traitor. We don't focus on this enough. We focus on how he's an awful president. We talk about how he's old and he bumbles over his own words. But it's kind of been lost to the fact that Joe Biden should be in Gitmo. Joe Biden has sold out this country professionally for multiple decades. Joe Biden made his family wealthy and rich. Now, some people say, oh, you know, the fact he's a traitor is old news. I think we have to use every possible attack vector right now against this craven incumbent president. How many independent voters actually know what the Biden family has done and how it's impacting public policy today? Joe Biden is buddies with the Chinese Communist Party because he's purchased by the Chinese Communist Party. Has Joe Biden held China accountable for the manufacturing and the distributing of the virus from the laboratory, COVID? Has Joe Biden asked for repayment for the fentanyl that China is trafficking through Mexico that is killing tens of thousands of Americans a year? Of course not. Today is Tony Bobulinski's hearing. Remember, Tony Bobulinski was a former business associate of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Tony Bobulinski came out and went on the Tucker Carlson program back in October of 2020. The entire media covered it up. They refused to give this oxygen. They refused to even give this a fair hearing. They refused to talk about it. But I think it's important to remember, not only is Joe Biden destroying the country intentionally, he is employing the Cloward Piven strategy, but Joe Biden is a traitor. Let's go to cut 45. Tony Bobulinski on the reason he is in Congress today. Play cut 45.
I sit here today under oath for one reason and one reason only. The American people deserve to hear the truth. Though the truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant, the American people must hear it.
Continue here. Tony Bobulinski shows you how Joe Biden was directly involved in the family business. Play cut 48.
I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I've subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out the foreign actors who were seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. Joe Biden was more than a participant in and a beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability.
And remember, Joe Biden in cut 56 lying to the American people. If Tony Bobulinski would have been given a fair hearing in the 2020 election, Joe Biden may never have been implemented as president of the United States. Play cut 56.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
It's foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
And this is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
I was asked the other day, Charlie, what evidence do you have the 2020 election was rigged? That right there. There was a bombshell October surprise, and 50 former intel officials came together and colluded to not allow the Bobulinski laptop narrative from penetrating the zeitgeist. This is Joe Biden lying. This is the one I wanted to get to. Play cut 58.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
By the way, Joe Biden looks really young in that clip compared to how he looks now. It's amazing how just a couple years in the presidency, it deteriorates you. The Biden crime family will likely not be held accountable criminally anytime soon. However, getting the message out for swing voters and for people in the middle and for making sure it is clear that these criminals are held accountable in November is mission critical. Here is cut 54, business partner contradicting him. Play cut 54.
Further to that, I recall being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father and told him things were going well with Henry's Allen Harvest and that he might need a little help getting across the finish line.
That is Jason Galanis. Now, Hunter Biden is a no-show today, just saying, oh, I'm going to be in contempt of Congress. That's what gets Peter Navarro to go to jail. Hunter Biden will not go to jail for that. And I bet you Hunter Biden will get some sort of slap on the wrist in community service for his firearm issue and his tax issues. Joe Biden is running for re-election as someone who can barely string two sentences together, that is the worst president in modern American history and one of the worst in American history. And all the while, we have never properly been able to get to the complete bottom of how Joe Biden and his family sold out this country. They made millions of dollars. Remember, the Department of Justice already deliberately ignored Hunter's conduct long enough that the statute of limitations expired on the Ukraine taxes. Whoops, too late, they say. How much of what is going on in Ukraine is tied with prior deals and agreements that Joe Biden made previously? How much of our current American foreign policy was manipulated by cash that the Joe Biden family received? Tony Bobulinski was smeared and slandered and targeted for his courage, for his patriotic testimony. Now he's today reminding people of who Joe Biden and the Biden family is. Far too often I hear from Republicans, you know, Joe Biden, he's just a nice old grandpa. Joe Biden is guilty of treason. And he's a current occupant of the White House, and I hope we can remove him. Amazing. I never thought I'd live the day where we have a traitor to the United States who calls himself president. The globalists are making it very clear that another pandemic could be just around the corner. They want us to live in fear, to be willing to sacrifice our freedoms. It doesn't have to be this way. You need to be prepared, not scared. That's why you need the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. Their medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. I can 100% endorse this company. They are amazing. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to help keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to twc.health/Charlie. That is twc.health/Charlie. Enter promo code Charlie for 10% off. The Wellness Company. They are licensed doctors and medical professionals you can trust. Again, that's twc.health/Charlie. Promo code Charlie for 10% off. See site for details. Prescription may be required. So there's this kind of game of tennis going back and forth on the southern border. The Fifth Circuit was contemplating how to rule on the idea that Texas could repel an invasion and deport foreigners, border jumpers, and line cutters from their state, otherwise known as Senate Bill 4. So then that goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says that the Fifth Circuit needs to be the first mover. So there was a couple-hour window where it looked like the Supreme Court was going to allow the Texas bill to continue. And then the Fifth Circuit comes in and says, actually, no, we're going to put another stay on it. And we're going to say, you can't enforce this law. So then it's going to go back to the Supreme Court of the United States. Very confusing. Back and forth and back and forth. It's like a tennis match. But here is the essence of it. The essence is this, is that as it was announced that Texas could remove and deport foreigners because our government is not doing that. By the way, I spoke to a Border Patrol agent in San Diego. He came to our event. He says, Charlie, I need to talk to you. He pulled me aside. He says, every day we are processing MS-13 into the country. I said, how do you know? He said, well, they have big MS-13 tattoos. And he says, they claim asylum. And we just let them into the country. He says, every day, these are hardened criminals. They have gang tattoos. They're bragging about crimes they've committed in the homeland of Mexico. And there's nothing that Border Patrol can do it. They're laughing at Border Patrol. They're talking about, you know, the bodies that have just disappeared. This is happening every day. This Border Patrol guy said, there's nothing we can do. He said, every day we are processing hundreds of legit MS-13 gang members across the border. They come into the interior of the United States. They get a cell phone. They get a trip to wherever they want to go into the interior of the United States. They get a meal. Sometimes they get cash. And here they are. And they get a court date in 5 to 10 years. And the Border Patrol agent said, Charlie, what do I do? I said, you know, think about maybe becoming a whistleblower. I don't even know. I said, I hope your story gets out. Buy guns, everybody. Buy guns. I asked the Border Patrol, I said, who else is coming? They said, oh, there's Chinese drug gangsters coming across almost every single day. The interior of the United States is getting super mobbed up right now. Remember the story a couple days ago, Colombian gang kingpin on Interpol most wanted list came into the country and claimed political asylum and was arrested in Texas. Now understand, there's two types of border jumpers that are coming into the country. There are those that are the gotaways and then those that come in and claim asylum. We should have no asylum claims. Period. They have completely manipulated the entire asylum system. Remember we talked about the autoimmune response? They use our alleged generosity and benevolency, and they game that system. Millions of them. And the cartels and the Catholic charities and all these NGOs, they give them the script. The Catholic charities, by the way, are one of the biggest reasons why we have the open border crisis on the southern border. They subsidize it. They train the sex traffickers how to smuggle the women across the border. Every day, women are coming across as sex slaves, and Catholic charities say, how can we help? Oh, we're not supposed to judge. Every single day. So this guy, Adiris Perella, was wanted in Colombia in connection with multiple murders and drug trafficking. He just came across the border. We didn't do a background check. We didn't call the Colombian embassy. just came into the country. Happening every single day. And amazingly, the buried lead is yesterday. So Mexico comes out because it looked like for a little bit that Texas was finally able to deport the foreigners back to Mexico or their country of origin. Mexico comes out the same way that Egypt and Jordan would say about the people of Gaza, saying, we don't want your illegals back here in Mexico. You better not send them. Now, Joe Biden, based on reports that I have heard from people in meetings with Joe Biden, Joe Biden says, well, I don't want to offend Mexico. Joe Biden is worried about offending Mexico. We have to bully Mexico. That's what Joe Biden did. That's what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said, hey, we're going to put 5% tariff, 10% tariff. We're going to get what we want. Mexico could close their border in an afternoon. But we're allowing Mexico and the cartels to overrun the country because, of course, the American Democrat Party wants that to happen. The American Democrat Party hates this country. They want to see it collapse. They love it when America becomes less white. They love it when America gets overwhelmed. And we keep on saying this is the Cloward-Piven strategy. It's not some sort of abstract theory. It's right there. The Cloward-Piven strategy that was articulated in the 1960s, 1970s by these two academics. And even Mexico doesn't want these people. Well, too bad. If Donald Trump wins in November, it'll be the largest deportation force in American history. Every single illegal domiciled here in this country will go back to their country of origin. And we're going to tell Mexico what to do. Mexico has no power. Sorry, Mexico. You're going to have a 50% tariff or you're going to secure the border. Vaya con Dios. Hey, this is Charlie Kirk. And I know a lot of you have been suffering under the Biden economy. Recently, school loan payments have been reinstated, and for many, it's adding thousands to their monthly expenses. My friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, they're amazing. They really helped me through a tough situation recently. They've been excellent. They're ethical. They're just really great people. They're followers of Jesus Christ, and our worldviews are the same. I love them. And so please go to andrewandtodd.com. Interest rates are coming down, and they may be able to lower your overall payment. In fact, one of our team members said, Charlie, is it time to me to own a home? I sat down, I went through the numbers, I said, get in the owner game. Honestly, enough renting. You are burning your money renting. It might be a little bit more to own, but you're building equity. That's money you'll have for the rest of your life. Perhaps a reverse mortgage is the perfect solution. It's about expertise you could trust in times like this. I can't tell you how helpful they've been for me personally. They've just been excellent. Andrew and Todd, I'm honored to call them friends. We hang out when I go to Orange County together. They're really great. So say, Charlie sent me 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. They helped me through a mortgage situation recently that was super complex and moving pieces, and it was really, really tough. And other banks, by the way, wanted nothing to do with it, and they crushed it for me. 10 out of 10. AndrewandTodd.com. So check it out right now. AndrewandTodd.com. Joining us now is Julie Kelly. Julie, thank you for taking the time. There was some breaking news regarding Judge Cannon. Remind us of all the specifics of what's going on here. Take as much time as you need. It's some significant breaking news.
So, Charlie, this is the classified documents on Espionage Act prosecution against Donald Trump in Southern Florida. As you pointed out, this is overseen by Judge Aileen Cannon. I've been in the courthouse now twice in the past month as that case is kind of proceeding possibly towards trial. So what Aileen Cannon is doing, and Charlie, why you see this outrage on the left, the Andrew Weissmans of the world, everyone on MSNBC about what's happening in this case is because she's really holding Jack Smith and the DOJ's feet to the fire. And what happened last week, and I have something on my Substack about this declassified with Julie Kelly, is that she has pointed out what she called arbitrary enforcement of this Espionage Act, especially in light of what happened with the Robert Hur testimony last week, the Hur report that showed that Joe Biden did as much, if not worse, than Donald Trump did, but yet is escaping charges from the Department of Justice, while Donald Trump and his co-defendants face 40 counts related to the espionage, obstruction of justice, and other counts.
So I want to play a piece of tape here. It's cut 60. Florida attorney Jack Smith may press red button to try and disqualify judge. Let's play cut 60.
But these jury instructions are really favorable to Donald Trump. Essentially, you got two choices, Jack Smith. Heads, Donald Trump wins. Tails, you lose. So either way, this is just something that Jack Smith's not going to be able to take. He's going to have to go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and what's called a mandamus action, a written of mandamus, and try to get this whole thing changed unless Judge Cannon will do it herself. And eventually, this could lead to Jack Smith pushing the red button to try to get her disqualified from the case. For a lot of people, it's been a long time coming.
So, Julie, make sense of that for us.
Well, you can't disqualify a judge because you don't like that she's not acting as a rubber stamp for the government, which is, you know, Charlie, you and I have talked about for 3 years. Everything that I've seen out of the D.C. courthouse, even Republican judges, are not holding the government accountable in this DOJ. They are a rubber stamp. So now you have the legal experts and you have Democrats thinking that Eileen Cannon should recuse herself. Now, I don't know why the appellate court would disqualify her. You have to do something really bad to be disqualified from a case. Not ruling in the government's favor is not one of them. That's actually the job of a federal judge, is to balance the rights of a defendant versus the government's prosecution, making sure that they're not overreaching, which is exactly what Eileen Cannon is doing. And so during the hearing last week, what has gotten these folks upset is that she has noted the arbitrary enforcement of the Espionage Act. She is now pushing Jack Smith and the government to define these really vague terms in the Espionage Act. And now what she filed earlier this week is asking DOJ and the defense for jury instructions and how they are going to explain to a jury, here is how you will determine the guilt of Donald Trump. Was he, as president, authorized to take these papers, even ones called national defense information, in his capacity as president? Of course, that wasn't the case with Joe Biden when he absconded with all these classified files dating back to his days in the Senate when he left the vice presidency. He didn't have the authorization to either declassify or determine that someone else could keep these files. Donald Trump, as president, this is what will be tested, is if he took those files, are they automatically personal, not presidential records? Did he willfully retain them, but with authorization from himself? So these are the crazy questions, Charlie, that are coming out of this prosecution that, of course, has never happened before. So this concept that this is a shut, you know, open and shut case, that of course he's guilty, well, it's not. Because all of these statutes, these legal theories have not been tested in court. And that's why I really applaud Eileen Cannon for her courage. And this is a very tough spot for her to be in. But to make sure that this untested, unprecedented case moves forward in a way that forces the government to explain itself and to explain to a jury why Donald Trump is guilty of this when no other president or vice president has ever been charged under the same offenses.
So if you were to game this out now till November, based on what we've learned in the last few weeks, what do you think this means for the looming timeline and, of course, the election?
So what is happening right now, Charlie, as you know, there was a May 20th trial date originally set in the documents case. And that was really based on what was going to be happening in Washington with the January 6th case, which is now on an indefinite hold. Because as you know, Charlie, we're waiting for the Supreme Court to hear oral arguments on the presidential immunity question. SCOTUS may not come back until mid or late June with a ruling on that. So the Washington case, because that case deals with actions while he was in office, that's on indefinite hold. That's why the classified documents case trial was scheduled after the J6 trial, which was supposed to begin on March 4th. So now both sides and Judge Cannon are weighing when the next trial date should be set. DOJ wants it in July. Judge Cannon said earlier this month that was unrealistic. Donald Trump's team came back and, of course, said, well, we prefer it after the election, but if you have to have it, we can move forward in August. So she has a lot on her plate. She's got several motions to dismiss this case. One of them she's already denied, but she will be ruling on a selective prosecution motion that has been filed. And what I picked up, Charlie, in the hearing last week, and other reporters did too, is that she seemed inclined, at least partially, to dismiss the case or perhaps some of the charges based on selective vindictive prosecution. And Donald Trump, as you know, especially in contrast with Robert Hur report and declining to charge both Biden and his ghostwriter, Donald Trump has a very strong case of selective vindictive prosecution for this classified documents matter.
So you write on your Substack responding to this idea that Biden fully cooperated while Trump did something worse than Biden. You said Heard declined to bring espionage or obstruction charges against Biden and Zwatziger despite conduct. And you explained here far more egregious than what Trump is accused of doing. So explain even further why what Biden did was more egregious than Trump.
Well, he had records dating back to his time in the Senate, 1970s. He had a stash of classified documents, not only in his rental property in Virginia, where he moved after his vice presidency, then his home in Delaware, the Penn Biden Center, and of course, the University of Delaware. They were not in secure locations. I mean, Charlie, we've all seen the sloppy boxes just sitting around in his garage. Furthermore, he was vice president, not president. He had no authorization to take those papers and to keep them. He also had a motive, Charlie, to keep especially national defense information related to the war in Afghanistan, which is something that Robert Hur really knocked him for, because he was going to write a book about that. And it appeared before his son Bo died that he was preparing to write another book about his dispute with Barack Obama and the troop surge and expanding the war in Afghanistan. So he had a motive to keep those papers. Joe Biden was repeatedly reminded during his tenure as vice president, his sloppy, reckless handling of national defense information. And so he has a long history of this. And especially the locations where he kept them. But furthermore, DOJ nor the archives ever came back and asked Joe Biden over the course of years to explain why he had those documents, sending FBI agents to all of these locations over the past few years, demanding to know where they were. That certainly was the case with Donald Trump. And so I think that that is why I call it more egregious. Furthermore, his ghostwriter, who destroyed recordings, as we know, he was not charged with obstruction of justice, even though he destroyed evidence and did it after Robert Hur was appointed as special counsel.
And they will not be ever held accountable for that. In closing here, Julie, can you just remind our audience the ridiculous pace that these federal cases are moving with? I mean, usually federal cases are 2 to 3 or 4 years to get things. Just remind our audience how clear this is, that it's political to try to interfere with our ability to have an election in November.
Right. So this was the case with the January 6th trial. Usually, Charlie, those cases, those trials, even the high profile ones, it's 18 to 24 months between indictment and they go to trial. What Judge Chutkan, Tanya Chutkan, the Obama appointee in the Washington J6 case, she set a 7-month trial schedule in an unprecedented case. But of course, that's been scuttled because of the presidential immunity issue. The same thing is happening in Florida. And Judge Cannon is being very careful. Not only is the case unprecedented, but because it deals with classified documents, there are special rules as to how the government has to produce discovery, how the defendants can see the materials, how they cannot see it. It's a very complex, complicated case. And so the fact now that the Democrats and media are pushing her to put this on trial before the election, she is completely deaf to those calls. Lucky for her, or good for her for that, because she is treading very carefully, as she should. And to your point, a case like this usually would take years before it would be presented to a jury.
Julie Kelly, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
You too, Charlie. Thanks.
I read here in the U.S. Constitution, very important, the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, we believe in universal human rights. We also should have enough restraint to believe that the United States Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens, that it is not applicable to citizens of every country around the world. Now, I'd love it if other countries adopted constitutions similar to this one, and many have. But we must have the humility, dare I say, to recognize that the U.S. Constitution has limits. It has boundaries. That, yes, the U.S. Constitution is rooted in universality, but not every person on the planet gets protections that are outlined in the U.S. Constitution. For example, does every person on the planet get to vote in our elections? Does every person in China get a mail-in ballot? Now, that sounds outrageous, doesn't it? But what if I told you that a judge recently ruled that foreigners that are here illegally And their presence is illegal. Every day they break the law. Them being here is, their existence is breaking the law because they're illegally domiciling themselves here. A judge has now come in, an Obama judge in Illinois, and said that illegals can own firearms. Now, I have no problem with owning guns. I have no problem with owning firearms. What's really going on here? Well, Judge Coleman wrote this, quote, "A federal judge ruled that an illegal immigrant was wrongly banned from possessing firearms. So the question becomes, what next? Obama judge, U.S. District Court Sharon Johnson Coleman, ruled the defendant Herberto Calabrao Flores, who's residing in the United States illegally." Remember, they break the law every day they're here. Not just when they enter, but their existence here is an illegal political existence. Had his Second Amendment rights violated, ooh, when prosecutors originally charged him with 18 U.S.C. 92. Hold on a second. His Second Amendment rights were violated? The government argues that Calabrao Flores is a non-citizen who unlawfully is present in the country. The court notes, however, that Calabrao Flores has never been convicted of a felony, violent crime, or involving the use of a weapon. So what this judge is saying is that Herberto Calabrao Flores has Second Amendment rights. Does he get 14th Amendment rights? Does he get the right to vote? Does he get the ability to run for office? That's where this is leading. This is not about guns. This is about destroying the limitations of the U.S. Constitution and what it means to be a U.S. citizen. There's an invasion taking place, and now we are arming the invaders. It will be the first time in the history of recorded civilization where a nation gets invaded and they give weapons to the people that are doing the invading. 18 U.S. Code 922 says it's illegal for illegals to own or carry guns and ammunition. But this judge has come in and said, no, this is a universal human right. So again, I will ask the question, if we're fighting ISIS in Iraq, are we not allowed to spy on them? Are we not allowed to kill them? They're trying to eliminate the value of U.S. citizenship. What is the point of being a citizen if a non-citizen can serve on an election board in California? In California, they can vote in local elections. Illegals can now own firearms. If illegals get all the benefits of citizenship with none of the responsibilities, we give them debit cards filled with cash. We give them free flights across the country. We give them benefits. And now we give them the ability to own guns. They get room and board, all subsidized by the actual American citizens. But this is what this judge wants to do. This judge and the entire Marxist project, they've hated the idea of citizenship and borders. They do not want a collection of nations. They want a oneness on this planet. And they want the destruction of the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution. And dare I say, they want to bring in a new world order. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.